Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
On Monday, several dozen members of my Rotary Club were given a lunchtime tour of the Humboldt County Correctional Facility, i.e. the county jail. The facility was clean and seems to be well-run by a staff who appear conscientious. It was sobering to think that some 75 inmates often occupy the room in which we were eating. They can interact, but only with supervision. We were told how the inmates sometimes conspire to distract the guards so they can shove someone into the bathroom area and beat them up. Perhaps more sobering was my realization that our county's largest building is our jail. 155,000 square feet and 8 floors, housing up to 400 inmates and occupying the Civic Center and county seat. What if, I thought, instead of putting millions of dollars into prisons, we put our tax money into something like skateboard parks and ice skating rinks, which are all too scarce in Humboldt County, or maybe schools, libraries, more good books. We were told about the older jail that had the linear model jail cells, you know, the kind you see in most of the movies with the long rows of barred cells that look loud and drafty but keep the inmates apart. As we neared the end of our tour, we viewed some inmates in their new jail cells, and I realized they were not behind bars. They were actually behind a glass door that looked almost hermetically sealed. A feeling of suffocation came on me as I gazed upon the curious but sad faces behind those prison doors. County jails were not built to house prisoners for more than a year, but according to our hosts, it is not uncommon for people to spend up to 4 years or more in a county jail nowadays. Sobering. Do you find it ironic that in the land of the free and the home of the brave, we have the largest prison population in the world? That's right, we have over 1 million people incarcerated in our jails and prisons. But I was glad to hear from Captain Ed Wilkinson that the old philosophy of incarceration, lock them up and throw away the key, has been replaced by a newer one that strives for rehabilitation and vocational training. One of the young ladies there was candid enough to admit her mother had been incarcerated and had found it very difficult to find a job when she got out. So the call went out to our Rotarians to take a look at hiring a former inmate. Maybe some local business owners would be willing to take the risk to hire men and women who've done time, but I'm reasonably sure if the former inmate stumbles back into a life of drug addiction, theft, or violence, they won't stay employed for long. Rehabilitation thus burns like a candle of hope, perhaps the only hope, for those who are locked up in our many jails and prisons. How can we help it to happen? There are different forms of rehabilitation these days, some of them religiously based. It may surprise you to know that the Bible states, "Remember those who are in prison as though you were in prison with them." Why does it say that? Perhaps because none of us is so virtuous that we can avoid the sobering thought, "There but for the grace of God go I." This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.